good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Marina Villeneuve. She is a New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us on Fridays. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has a pretty big day coming up tomorrow.
Right. The governor is expected to be interviewed Saturday as the state attorney general's office winds down its investigation into sexual harassment and misconduct allegations concerning the governor. The timing of the interview in Albany was confirmed yesterday to the AP by two people familiar with the investigation who weren't authorized to speak publicly about the case. In response, the governor has denied any wrongdoing. He initially had apologized for any behavior that had made anyone uncomfortable. That's what he had said back in February and March when he was first facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. He's since questioned the motives of accusers, and his spokesperson yesterday said that information about this interview tomorrow is just more evidence of the transparent political motivations of the AG's review. Lawmakers I spoke with yesterday criticized Cuomo and his office for, again, undermining the attorney general and suggesting her probe's politically motivated. The governor's office didn't provide any evidence that the attorney general had leaked any information. I spoke with senators, including John Liu, a Democrat, and he said that it's obvious that Cuomo is trying to undermine the AG.
Huh. Well, from there, Marina, let's talk about New York taking a conservative approach to counting virus deaths by 11,000.
Right. Every day, the governor's office sends out a press release on COVID numbers, and it says the total number of deaths is this figure, which is about 43,000 deaths. But when you look at the CDC's website, they're showing that around 54,000 people have died with COVID as a cause or contributing factor listed on their death certificate. The Cuomo administration has been using a stricter definition of COVID death, and that's what they've been doing from the beginning. But what I found was that New York is still using that approach, even though a lot of other states have switched over to the CDC's approach of just relying on death certificate data. Instead, the state is only reporting confirmed deaths at hospitals and nursing homes. So that means that there's this big 11,000 death gap between the state's numbers and the CDC's numbers. And I looked at many other states in the nation, and New York was the only one that had such a large gap at this point.
Marina, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.